You are very important in your baby's life. Your baby longs to see you. Your baby loves to be in your arms. Your baby wants you to be pleased with them. And your smile, your warm voice, your kind attention all help your baby to feel relaxed and safe enough to learn, to explore, and to develop his intelligence. In a very real way, you've gained a new kind of importance in this world. You probably have noticed that you have many feelings about becoming a father. It's a huge change in life, going from independence to having a baby depend on you. This new responsibility can make your work life much more stressful. It is bound to make you frustrated sometimes when you realize you are unsure of yourself as you learn to care for your baby. You'll wish you had more time. You'll wish things were easier. And it can be hard to have the woman you love so wrapped up in the experience of being a mother and so busy with nursing and trying to get sleep and to recover from the experience of pregnancy and birth. Sadly, parents are treated so poorly in most societies. You shouldn't have to worry about medical care. You shouldn't have to worry about whether your family will survive. You shouldn't even have to work full-time while you and your partner are busy with the first weeks and months of parenting a new baby. This is a time for family togetherness. This is a time for lots of help and kindness coming from friends and family. Instead, our society leaves you alone, expects you to go back to work as if your whole life hadn't changed, as if you didn't have a whole new important job to learn and enjoy. You are going through an emotional revolution, loving your new baby and having wave after wave of new experiences being his father and wanting his life to be very, very good. Almost every culture confines men to very narrow expectations of what it is to be a real man. But being a real man is, in fact, quite different from the stereotype out there, especially when it comes to being a father. A real father cries because he feels love for his baby, or because he wants to feel love, but for some reason he can't. A real father cries if he feels that his family is threatened. A real father cries when he can't figure out how to help. A real father feels frightened when he feels like he can't protect his family. A real father wants to be close and included. And a real father feels angry sometimes when he feels alone or isolated or has to work too hard. In spite of the way we've been raised, real dads need to talk about how things are going, how they feel, how it is to be a dad. Any intelligent person going through this much change and caring this deeply needs many chances to talk in order to digest everything. No father wants to have to go through this day-to-day life like a robot, doing what has to be done every minute. But if you don't get to talk to anyone, that's eventually how it feels. When feelings are ignored, we don't feel like ourselves anymore. Any smart father knows that life isn't supposed to be a forced march. So fathers get upset and sometimes feel like going away when they feel like there's no way to deal with their joys, their worries, their cares, and their frustrations. It's an odd society we have. We know so much about how things work, how to fly to the moon, how to design computers, how to turn a desert into good farmland. But we don't have much of a clue yet about how to help mothers and fathers with the very important years of deep change brought on by having a baby. You have the opportunity to smooth the path for your little one, to help him have a good life. But no one helps you think about how exactly you want to do that, how you want to play, how you want to love, how you want to give him the example of your life to learn from. And no one tells dads that it's smart to sort out the feelings that they have every day. Those feelings are actually linked to your intelligence. Some of your feelings will be feelings that let you love him and care well for him, feelings that lead you to grow as an intelligent father and a man. Some of your feelings will get in the way of fully loving him. Those feelings will come from hard times in your life that you may not have thought about for years. Those feelings can exhaust you and make you behave in ways you don't want. We all store feelings from everything we've gone through in our lives. We remember some of the events from our childhoods, and others we have long forgotten. But our minds have stored those feelings, and it's those stored feelings from times when we were young and we were left alone, or were punished, or ill, or threatened, or shamed, that are at the root of the times when we fly off the handle, or feel like leaving, or get impatient with our little one, or our partner. To sort these things out, a dad needs time and the chance to talk about how he is, what he's thinking, what gets hard for him, and what he really wants. It helps us dads when we can find someone to listen to us, someone who won't be critical, someone who won't tell us what to do, someone who will listen while we talk about our experience, someone who lets us use our own good mind to figure out a way forward, someone who understands that good fathers cry when their hearts are moved. Good fathers get angry when life is unfair. You weren't made to handle being a father all by yourself. Human beings have evolved over millions of years to belong to each other, to help each other, to be in tune with each other, and to get rid of tensions by having a good laugh, a good talk, a good cry, a good moment to vent with someone to listen who can handle the action. That often means someone outside the family, someone smart enough not to gossip about what you tell them. We encourage fathers to begin talking to another father. Ask how it's going for him. Listen well. Talk about how it's going for you. Or set up a listening partnership so you can exchange help with another father who knows that being a dad is a big deal, an important deal. It will help you to do a good job if you have someone to think things over with on a regular basis. You can learn more about listening partnerships in the booklet we offer at www.handinhandparenting.org. In a listening partnership, here are just a few of the things you might want to take turns talking about. How was it for you while your partner was pregnant? And how was your baby's birth? What happened? How was it for you? What do you remember about being a young child? To whom did you feel close? Who could you tell really loved you? What do you remember about your dad? What example did your dad set that you want to follow? What did your dad do that you don't want to repeat with your child? What kind of interactions make you uneasy now that you're a dad? Why do you think you might be reacting that way? What do you love about being a dad? We hope that you will find someone to listen well to you as you search your own experience and pinpoint the things you want to do as a dad and the experiences you've had so far. Your story, your perceptions, your well-being are all important. Find someone to listen to you. It will help you love your child just the way you want to. Thanks for listening, and thanks for all the effort and love you're pouring into your child.